The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Cullen Steele, Steve Geller. Triple option feature. Steve, I'll go to you first. Don't give me that Astros news now. They losing players to the Yankees?
No, I won't bring that up until Charlie's here at least.
Okay, that's a deal.
But right now, speaking about trades, there's been a little rumor mill circling around the Pelicans. I guess everybody's smelling that fresh blood in the water. The team's only won five games on the season right now. And supposedly the Pels have been getting phone calls on for one, C.J. McCollum, and two, Herb Jones. And I know, fans and me alike, I hope when they're trying to ask for Herb Jones that David Griffin and co. are hanging up the phone, because I feel like he's one of the, you know, young building blocks of this franchise you have going forward. You love the effort he puts in and what Herb brings to this squad. A trade with C.J. McCollum, I kind of understand the team in need looking to make that big championship run. McCollum could be a big veteran piece for their championship puzzle.
I understand the interest.
Yes, but with Herb Jones, please hold on to him. Well, like I said, what he brings to the team and to the fans, one of the easily the most favorite players on this squad right now.
Cullen?
All right, guys. I'm getting this from John Mallory over at KTIK 95.3 The Ticket in Boise. They were sending out some stuff for Aston Jinty's...
I got some stuff in the mail today.
For his Heisman...
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you... And I'm smoking all the copium over here. I believe he's got it, you know. I'm high on his supply. Jinty has more rushes of 20 or more yards than rushes for loss this season. He has 12 rushes of 50 yards or more, 10 of 60 yards or more, both more than any team in the country. Of his 364 touches, 121 of them have gained first downs. If you hand him the ball, there's a 33% chance he will get you a first down.
He is the best college runner I've seen since Adrian Peterson.
Heisman.
I mean,
Heisman.
It's going to be close.
Heisman.
Him and Travis.
Yeah,
it's going to be close.
Hunter's got a good case too.
And he's got a big case.
He's still minus 2,500 over on BetMGM.
But good gracious, he can play.
Man, after seeing
he's built differently than Adrian. Adrian was a big, big guy at running back. Ashton is short, sort of squatty. You get one shot at him, one, and then he's out into the open field.
Mike, maybe I'm overreacting to that Army game against Tulane that we saw, but any surprise that Bryson Daly wasn't even at least one of the nominees for Heisman?
Who you? The thing would be, is it him or Gabriel?
I got you.
You know, it's going to be the – because out west, you know, they haven't watched Army. They watch in Oregon. And he's getting votes from the Big Ten region. It's just not a Western deal now.
Yeah.
It's also the Big Ten. To be honest, it really didn't surprise me that he didn't go there. I think he should be invited, though. You know, because that's special to have that event happen. And what he's meant to Army football. He's been a great dude in putting him back on the football map. To be honest with you, it was a flawless performance against the Green Wave. It was just flawless. The biggest recruit of the 24-25 season was landed this afternoon by Brian Kelly. Garrett Nussmeier returning to LSU.
Nussbus.
You think about it, you could, yeah, you'd have had to go into the transfer portal and get you one, but to have him come back for another season at LSU is the biggest land, so to speak, that Brian Kelly has had since the end of the regular season, to get him to come back for another year at LSU. And I think you watch year one, and you were impressed with some things. There were times where he was a bit jittery in the pocket, and he threw some stuff up that he shouldn't have. But I think you're going to see a much, much improved Nussmeier with experience in 2025 for LSU. So good job, Coach. That was a good catch in the recruiting cycle.